Good evening. This is Bill Ayers on 95.5 PLJ. Hope you had a good weekend. I had a great day today. Got to go to a basketball game at Madison Square Garden right downstairs. See my team, St. John's, win. Then had a great dinner with a couple of buddies of mine and heard some jazz. So it was a good night, good day. And I want it to be a good night here with calls. So we're going to talk about what's the best part of your life right now. What's the most important thing in your life? What's the best experience in your life? So we're doing sort of a follow-up from last week's when we talked about, what was the best gift that you've been given. Now we're going to broaden it tonight, talk about the best experience, or the best part of your life now. That's really what we're talking about. What's the best part of your life? What's most important to you? Most precious? Give us a call, 1-800-321-9755. Now, we've had a little problem with the phones these days at this weekend, so try to give that number a call and talk to Jan and tell her that you got through, or if you didn't, at least you tried. 1-800-321-9755. We really need some calls, and I want to talk for the next hour by myself here with you guys. So I hope the phones are working. Hope you want to give us a call, 1-800-321-9755. Could be a lot of things that you want to talk about. Maybe you are just absolutely delighted with your life, but it wasn't always that way, maybe. And maybe it's turned around and you want to talk about it. Doesn't mean it's perfect. It means that there's something, someone, some situation in your life that you're very excited about, that's very important to you, that means a lot to you. Let's share those stories tonight, because this still is, you know, we're in the holiday season. Want to hear some good stories. Ooh, we got somebody calling right now. So I guess it's working, Bruce, right? I hope. We'll find out in a minute from Jan if we get that call. 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. I don't know if that was a real call or not, but it's gone. Also, we're still in the Hungerthon. That's the event that the organization that I work with, Why Hunger, that the late Harry Chapin and I started back in 1975. We do this every year on the radio, this station and many others, and we're on all over the country. And we raise money to help hungry people. And we'd love to have you make a contribution by going to hungerthon.org, or if you know somebody that has maybe a little bit more money than a $25 or $50 donation, which we're absolutely thrilled with, and you want to get something for the holidays, you can look at charitybuzz.com/whyhunger. And you'll see about 150 items, including a lot of autographed guitars and all kinds of amazing stuff. Take a look at it. And if you can't afford it, maybe you know somebody who can, who's had a good year. But anyway, we want you to give us a call, 1-800-321-9755. We don't know if anybody tried to get through and whether they did or not. But if you do, talk to us about what's most important in your life, what's best in your life, what is really good for you right now in your life. We want to share those stories. 1-800-321-9755. We hope that you're happy. Best day of my life, but hope you've had one of those every once in a while. That's the American Authors, and this is Bill Ayers on 95.5 PLJ. We're talking about what's best in your life, what's most important to you, what is wonderful for you. We want to share some stories, and we do actually have a call. We got our first call, so I guess the lines are open. You guys can call 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. We're going to talk to Christian. Christian, this is Bill Ayers. You're on 95.5 PLJ.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, good.
So, the most important thing in my life right now is my newborn daughter. She was born on October 20th. She just turned about a month and 3 weeks now.
Congratulations.
And I've never been on the radio before, but if my girlfriend or my mother is listening, that I just wanted to let them know that they're very loved and...
Okay, good. So, tell me about your daughter.
Her name is Sandra Blue, and she was born 5 pounds, 14 ounces. She was premature, but she did come out nice and healthy, and I think that's the most blessed thing I've ever had.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So is she doing well now after a month?
Yeah, she's grown. She's a little chunky monkey now.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And how's your girlfriend doing?
She's good. She had a lot of post-pain afterwards, but, I'm trying to work because I'm the only person who can work right now and take care of the family.
So you're calling from work, I take it, right?
Yeah, I'm driving Lyft.
Okay.
And I just heard the radio, and I was like, I've never been on the radio before, so might as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you have a wonderful thing to share with us. How is working at Lyft, by the way? Is that working out for you?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's pretty busy tonight.
Good. Do you have another job besides that?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. A lot of people do that as a second job, but you're doing it as a first job. So as long as it's busy and you're getting, customers, that's okay. So, I assume this is the first child you ever had, right?
No, this is not. I've worked.
Not the first child, not the first job.
First child.
Oh, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Okay. So, can she respond so far to you? Does she smile at you and make noises and that you're there?
She now she wakes up with my voice and. She likes to do little squeaks and stuff like that. Her vision is getting better.
Good.
It's just these little things that I think are like the greatest thing about it.
Great. And I'm sure your mother's as thrilled as well. Is this her first grandchild?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, I want to congratulate you, Christian, on your newborn daughter. And hopefully you'll be a happy father for many years to come. And blessings to you and your wife and your daughter.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Number to call, 1-800-321-9755. That's a good way to get started. We're talking about what's the best part of your life, what's most important to you. And maybe for you it is a child in your life. Maybe it's your wife or your husband. And maybe it's a feeling that you have of happiness, something that has come together in you, in your mind, in your body, in your spirit, and you're saying, "Wow, I didn't always feel this way, but I feel this way now." So a feeling of goodness, a feeling of wholeness. Maybe it's something that kind of ephemeral, but maybe not. Maybe there's something very specific that you think is so important. Maybe it has to do with your career. Maybe it has to do with work. But give us a call, 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. The lines are open. Jan's waiting for your call. We had a first call, and it did work, so you can give us a call. And talk to us about what's happening in your life that's most important, that's most joyful, that's the best experience that's going on. Now, I certainly have that feeling about my wife and my daughters and also my 7-year-old granddaughter who lives with us, who is very joyful and brings joy to all of us. So the other thing, of course, that has been so wonderful for me is doing these radio shows all these years, 43 years, every Sunday night pretty much, and lots of other shows as well. I've been on all kinds of stations for the Hungerthon over the past couple of weeks, and it's been a great experience. We've gotten a very good response from a lot of people, and a number of artists, musicians, have donated guitars to us, probably about 40 or 50 of them. It's almost like Guitars R Us. But and, you know, some of them are going to go for lots and lots of money, and others won't so much. But if you know anybody who's a collector, you should tell them to go on to charitybuzz.com/whyhunger, and they can see about 150 different items. Most of them will close on Wednesday, but a couple will stay, like the Bruce Springsteen guitar. We only got that just recently, so that's going to stay for another 10 days. And a few other things will as well that came late. So check it out, and if you're like me and you wouldn't be able to afford any of that stuff, make a donation. No donation is too small. Go to hungerthon.org and support the organization that the late Harry Chapin and I started, and which has been going on now for 43 years. I am most grateful for all of the Hungerthons that have brought millions of dollars to us, which then go to help hungry people all over the country and sometimes around the world. Right now, though, we want you to give us a call, 1-800-321-9755, 321-9750. 5, tell us what's really good for you in your life. Are you happy?
I am Pharrell Williams. Because I'm happy. Clap along if
you feel like a room out. Be happy you've got New York's best music. Pharrell Williams. Happy. 95.5 PLJ.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Happiness is to you, because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like
That, of course, is Pharrell Williams with that big hit, Happy. And I hope you're happy. And we're celebrating with you tonight what is happiest in your life. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's just how you feel right now. It's you had a struggle. Anyway, give us a call, 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. Our Community Connection show, we have Jessica Gonzalez and Jed Levine. They work with a group called Caring Kind. It's formerly known as the Alzheimer's Association of New York. We had them on some time ago, but I wanted to play it again. It's because it's such a crucial, crucial thing. There's about 250,000 people just in New York City who have some form of Alzheimer's, and it's and these people provide some really important services for folks who have Alzheimer's and for their families. So they will be on at 1 o'clock to talk to you about those services, and they'll give you some hints about dealing with a family member, perhaps, or a friend or a neighbor who has Alzheimer's. That's Community Connections at 1 o'clock. And right now, we want you to give us a call, 1-800-321-9755. I know who's on the phone right here. Hey, Swaggy, how you doing? Go ahead. You're on, Swaggy. He's right across the hall someplace, the guy who works right here. He wanted to call in. Can we get him?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm
now
here.
I can hear. I got you.
Hey.
I got you.
Yo, I'm so happy to be on, man.
Good, good. And I know you're working at one of the other radio stations in right now next door, right?
Yes, 103.9.
103.9, good place.
So yes, now you're, amazing
you,
place.
You want to work in, get into the radio business, and you already got a start. What made you want to do that, Swaggy?
Well, I heard a lot of dope people on the radio like you, and I wanted to do what you do. You sound like you know you have a lot of fun doing it.
I do.
Give a lot of good people advice and stuff like that for their everyday living. So, you know, you help people in a lot of ways by just, you know, talking. So I want to do that. I want to be able to talk my butt off and help people at the same time.
Okay, I have one word for you, and that is listen. As much as it is important to talk, you also have to be able to listen. And I'm sure you do that. But that's a lot of thing. That's something that an awful lot of people on the radio don't know how to do. They don't listen. They just talk. So the balance between talking and listening is very, very important. Now, what got you started in this in the first place?
Just, you know, always listening in to radio and, you know, this radio station, they're not like a radio station, but they're a group of people, Strong Island, radio hip hop. They hit me up and they just said they wanted me to be down with them.
Good.
And they said they think that it's something that I would be super dope with. So I said, let's do it.
Good for you. Good for you. This is out in Long Island.
Yeah, it's in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely couldn't give up the opportunity. So I said, let's do it.
All right.
And I'm loving it. Every day I'm growing and getting better at it. So I love it.
Okay. So
and I got people like you that's, you know, my mentor.
Mm-hmm. So keep at it and listen to a lot of different people on the radio and hear what they do. Listen to their voices. Listen to the way they talk. And as I said, listen especially to the way they listen, especially since you want to go into talk radio, right?
Yes.
But you also want to.
That's something that makes me happy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I just played that song. But you also want to play music on the radio, right?
Yeah, I want to play different genres. I don't want to just be subjective to one type of genre. Mm-hmm. I want to play all different types of music.
What do you like besides hip hop?
Besides hip-hop, I love R&B.
Sure.
I like jazz music. Mm-hmm. I really like jazz music, too. I think jazz music is dope.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I just...
I like more of the new school jazz, you know, like more up to beat, not like the old school jazz.
Yep.
Something more, you know, modern.
I just heard a quartet down at the Village Vanguard tonight. Very, very good players, man.
You did? How was it?
It was good. It was good. It's a guitar and piano and drums and bass, and they were cooking. They did a good job. I like all kinds of jazz.
Was one of those times in life where you was happy?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I was with a guy who's a very good friend of mine, and we had gone to a basketball game just before that. I mentioned that on the radio, so it was a good afternoon, a good evening.
Let me ask you, what basketball game did you go to?
St. John's.
Knicks or Nets?
No, St. John's.
Oh, St. John's. Oh, so I know you had a good time.
Well, yeah, they're undefeated so far. Now, of course, they haven't played any really great teams yet, but they're one of only about 7 or 8 teams in the country that are undefeated, so we'll see.
We will see.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, thank you for...
Also, has a good basketball team there, too.
Who?
The St. John's girls team. They're pretty good,
Oh, yeah,
too.
They're good, too. Absolutely.
Yeah. I actually sell sneakers to a couple of them.
Ah, all right. Okay. That's your other game is sneakers, right?
Yeah, that's what I do. That's, like, my job. I sell sneakers to, like, everybody.
Good for you. All right, well, Swaggy, it's always good to see you here, and keep going, man. I think you're going to make it.
Thank you so much for having me on, and I appreciate you for just helping me and giving me the opportunity to be on your show.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much, and, you know, I wish you nothing but more and more blessings.
Same to you, brother.
All right, take care.
Okay.
And don't forget, make sure everybody listen to him. He's amazing. He's wonderful.
Okay, thanks, Swaggy. All right. From one of the our sister stations here, and Swaggy and I talk each Sunday night. He said he wanted to come on the show tonight. I said, sure, let's do it. I want you to come on as well and talk to us about something that's really good in your life, whatever it is, something that's making you happy, something that's you know, just brought a real joy to you. And since this is the season of joy with Hanukkah and Christmas and then New Year's, we thought we would do a topic like that. Now, when I do topics about problems, we get lots of calls, but I guess not too many people want to talk about how good things are. But if you're one of those, you want to celebrate a little bit, part of your life, give us a call, 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. And we're going to go to my friend Bruce Springsteen right now.
I'm working on a dream.
That's Bruce Springsteen working on a dream. And sometimes something that's really good in your life starts out as a dream. You have a dream about something. I don't mean a physical dream, a literal dream, but something that you think about and you hope for. And you dream about it. Maybe you daydream about it even. And you work at it. As he says, working on a dream. And the dream comes through. I don't know if you have anything like that happen to you. I always had a dream about being on the radio. My father had a very good voice, but he never got on the radio. My mother used to say to him, Bill, you should be on the radio. This is back a long time ago. And he just never got to do it. He could have done it. So his son has been doing it for a very long time and enjoying every minute of it. I want you to come and enjoy it with us. Give us a call at 1-800-321-9755. 321-9755. Give us a call and talk to us about what's best in your life, what's most important in your life. Maybe it's an experience that you've had. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's just your situation in life. Maybe it's always been good, but maybe not. Maybe it's kind of flipped and gotten better now. 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. And I've mentioned the last few weeks that we finally have a podcast, OG Podcast. You go there and you can find both of my shows and some of the back issues as well. And you can find us on Spotify, on iTunes, on Google and the Stitcher. All kinds of places you can find it now. I'm really happy about that. Because I know we're on late, so a lot of people have said, boy, I'd like to catch the show, but it's too late. Well, you can now. And just go to OG Podcast and find it all over the place. And we've had people who've called and said that they did find it. So they're there, okay? So give us a try. Also wanted to mention again the Hungerthon. Hungerthon.org, make a donation. And I've just played a song from Springsteen, and he has donated a guitar to us once again this year. And it came a little bit late, so it's going to be up for another 10 days. And it's only at about $8,000. Now, a Springsteen guitar goes for much, much more than that. But that's where it is right now, and hopefully it'll get more. But something that's a little bit more in the realm of the kind of things that you and I could deal with. There's a wonderful pin, a Land of Hope and Dreams pin, and I think that's for $25, a donation of $25. You can get one of those. And all over the, you know, this is where it says the Hard Rock Cafe on top of Madison Square Garden. Well, I am not in the Hard Rock Cafe here. I'm on WPLJ. But every place all over the world is now selling these pins, and a Land of Hope and Dreams t-shirt and also hat. So if you go to a Hard Rock Cafe, check out the Springsteen part, and you'll see that all of these items are there, and those are to benefit Why Hunger. This is another one of those wonderful things that Bruce does for us, and we're very thankful for that. So it's a Land of Hope and Dreams hat and t-shirt and also a pin. Community Connection Show coming up in less than a half an hour. Our guests are Jed Levine, who's the president and CEO of a group called Caring Kind, used to be called the Alzheimer's Association of New York City, and Jessica Gonzalez, who is the manager of constituent events. And they'll tell you a lot about Alzheimer's, and it's important to know that because so many people now, older people, are getting it, and even some people, you know, younger are getting it. So how do you deal with that? How do you help somebody that's maybe a neighbor or a family member or a friend? They'll tell you all about it coming up at 1 o'clock. Okay, we need another call now. We've had a couple of good ones so far. We want yours, 1-800-321-9755. Going to play another song, and during that time, we want you to call Jen and tell her about something that's really great in your life.
The power of love is a curious
Yeah, The Power of Love, Huey Lewis. And that, of course, is right at the bottom of what we're talking about. Because if you don't have love in your life, then you're not going to have happiness. And you're not going to have the kind of life that you want to have. So let's put that together with working on a dream, you know, that you need to have a vision of what you want your life to be. And right at the depth of that vision needs to be love. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, this is Bill Ayers. You're on 95.5 PLJ.
Well, I wanted to call about my girlfriend has made me feel better about myself.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Because she's a sweetheart, and it seems like I could do no wrong for some reason.
Oh, that's great. And I bet that hasn't been the case before, right?
No.
Now, that's great. Now, how long have you known her?
Maybe 7 years now.
Oh, that's great. And do you see her often?
Yes, on the weekends.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Now, what's so special about her that...
She's just so friendly and never gets angry, and it's always fun to be around.
Oh, that's great. So she's fun to be around. So you you get to see her on weekends. Does she work during the week?
No, she goes to a program, but not the same one.
Not the same one that you're in. But you met her through a program, right?
Yeah, I went to this Orzac Center many years ago, and she was there. She was waving at me for 9 months, and I decided to ask her out, and relationship really blossomed.
Well, now you called a number of times, but you never told me about her before. That's great, Joe. I'm delighted that you have somebody in your life that that you can have fun with, and you know, that cares about you.
Well, the song you played, "The Power of Love," made me think of that.
That's right. Well, I was just saying that if you don't have the power of love in your life, you're probably not going to have happiness.
Yes.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. And when you're in the program, are there other people that you're friends with in the program?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So it sounds to me like, you know, the program has helped you enormously to deal
with...
We're
having a nice party in Queens Friday.
Good. Good for you.
It's gonna be a big spread of food. It's gonna be a really beautiful place.
Good for you. That's your program is doing that, huh?
Yeah, and then we're gonna have a party in the program, and people are gonna volunteer to sing and tell jokes and play piano and stuff.
Will you do anything yourself?
Well, I might wanna sing some songs, maybe some Hanukkah songs.
Good for you. Good for you. So that's great, Joe. I'm glad that this woman is in your life and that you're feeling better because of her presence and that the program is working for you. I think this is a real sign of hope for people who are listening, especially if you are someone who struggles, as Joe has, or you know somebody that struggled. Getting into the right kind of program and meeting the right kind of people can change your life, as it has for you, right, Joe?
Yes.
All right, well, thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate that.
All right, happy Hanukkah,
Happy Hanukkah to you.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you, Joe. All right, number to call, 1-800-321-9755. You can sneak another call in here. And, you know, we're just talking about how you build this kind of a life that we're talking about, one that has happiness in it. And not that everything is all working well at the same time. That doesn't happen for any of us, probably. Maybe occasionally, but there's always things that go wrong. There's always things that are painful in your life. There are disappointments. Sometimes there are betrayals. Other times it's just people you don't get along with very well. Or maybe you lose a job, or, you know, all kinds of things can happen. But if the power of love is there, and you still have the ability to dream, and getting yourself out of a bad situation, you can make it. You can make it. You don't give in to despair. You don't give in to all kinds of bad stuff that can trap you. All right, we have another call coming in, hopefully quickly. In the meantime, I'll tell you about our Community Connection show once again. It's a group called Caring Kind. It used to be called the Alzheimer's Association of New York City. And we have the president and CEO, Jed Levine, and also Jessica Gonzalez, who does all of the constituent events. And they will be on talking to us about this most important topic. I mean, there's just a lot of people who have Alzheimer's, about 250,000, right here in New York City. And as people age and live longer, it keeps happening. All right, let's... tell you once again, you can go to OG Podcast and catch all the shows, all of my Community Connection shows, all of the live shows. Jan's got a call here, but I don't know what's happening to it. Coming up in a minute. Here we go. Okay, let's get to Merrill. Merrill, this is Bill Ayers. You're on 95.5 PLJ. Go ahead, Merrill. You're on.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Okay, good.
You remember me from a long time ago?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I want to tell you some great news, man.
Okay, tell me.
This coming February 15, I'm going to have 25 years of sobriety.
Wow, congratulations, Merrill. That's great.
Thanks, man. And I got a friend of mine that's helping me out. She's giving me a lot of support because of this.
Uh-huh.
She's a real wonderful lady. Mm-hmm. And we go to church every Sunday. We hang out. We go places and everything. But she makes me very happy, you know?
So she's been a real blessing for you, I take it, right?
A blessing and an inspiration.
Good, good. Now, how long have you known her?
Since the 90s.
Oh, okay. So she helped you to get sober, I guess, right?
Definitely. But before her, there's a late girlfriend of mine who she died in 2007. She helped me along the way, too.
Okay. So you've been sober for 25 years now. Have you been able to?
25 years.
That's a great thing. How's the rest of your life going? Are you working?
I'm not working now, no.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a disability or what?
Yeah, I get SSI every month.
Okay, all right. So, and you have a place to live, I take it?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I got a great apartment.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So what are you doing with your life then?
I'm traveling a lot and seeing my friends,
okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And you doing any volunteering?
Not really.
Well, that may be something you can think of. You know, there's people who've helped you, so maybe you can help other people. Especially,
yeah, I can definitely
maybe...
do that. My friend can help me get into that. Yeah, she can help me do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be. Do you ever go to AA meetings?
Yes, I do, yeah.
All right, well, now, see, there's a place where you can be helpful.
Yeah, definitely. I go there every week.
Okay. Well, you may be helpful with some of the younger people that come in, and, you know, it's the first time for them, and you can maybe encourage them so they don't go down the road that you went down. And you can the fact that you've been sober for 25 years, that can impress a lot of people and maybe make them want to go the same road that you went.
Definitely.
So give that a try, Merrill. That could be a good thing. I'm glad you're going to the program. Glad you have somebody that's helping you and that you have a place to live and all of that, because when I first started talking to you, it wasn't as good as this, right?
Yeah, like 1995, something like that.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time. Well, I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me this good news. That's a good thing to share. And I wish you a very blessed Christmas.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and everything else.
Okay, Merrill. Thanks for calling. Okay. So we've had a couple of really, really good stories about people who've turned their lives around. And... some beautiful things that have happened. Haven't had any calls for any women tonight, but we've had four guys that were good stuff. So I want to play one more song for you, and then we're going to go to our Community Connection show. As I've just mentioned to you, that's called Caring Kind, and the guests are Jed Levine and Jessica Gonzalez. They have a great story to tell about a topic that is most important, and that's Alzheimer's.
PLJ.
You were perfect.
my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home. I found a love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love.